Welcome to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports Radio, AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver, 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessin. For the next hour, we get to talk about Colorado State University. We got a great show for you tonight. We'll talk football, and with the first game of the year coming up tomorrow night, we'll talk CSU basketball as well. We'll bring in Steve Ivey, author of Crackers College Hoops blog and longtime RamNation.com Hall of Fame poster under the name of Swole Cracker. A lot of you people know him. That's going to be a great segment. And then in the third segment, we will bring in the Fort Collins, Colorado, and CSU beat reporter Kelly Lyle for the Ed Bozar Chevrolet segment. Good time to be a Ram. CSU has moved into the top 25, the first time in the regular season since 2002. They were in the preseason polls in 2003, and that is the last time we've seen them there, but no longer. The Rams finally blistered a team. They jumped up on Hawaii early Saturday night, did not ever let them claw back in the game like they had done in several previous games. I think that helped gain some attention, and then, you know, a couple teams ahead of the Rams lost. That always helps. So they moved in. In full disclosure, I was not at the game. Talk about a killer to miss a home game. I have not missed a lot of those in the last 20 years. A friend of mine who just so happens to be a big CSU fan planned a 40th birthday event in Vegas, which as a Ram fan, doing that during a home football game is inexcusable. I won't name any names, but hopefully he doesn't make that mistake again. But we did have a great time. We watched the game from the Aria Sportsbook. You know, we're watching that game. It was a 21-point spread by the time it went off. And for a good chunk of the game, it was right there on the number. I actually did not bet the game, believe it or not. I usually have a tendency to bet with my heart, but I was not real convinced the Rams and I was kind of taking a wait-and-see approach to see if the Rams could put a game away. Hadn't really done so since the Tulsa game, which is more than 6 weeks ago. But they did do that. They rolled to a 49-22 win, and they did so without their best offensive weapon in Rashard Higgins. Garrett Grayson, I mean, as long as you got that guy, your offense is going to be clicking. He is having a heck of a season. Impressive again, 275 yards and four more touchdowns. Are you kidding? He spread out his weapons with some guys that probably are overshadowed when Higgins is on the field. Charles Lovett had 100 plus yards and two touchdowns. Joe Hansley was a factor. And you got some of the younger guys like Elroy Masters and Xavier Williams involved. Stephen Walker, the H-back tight end, scored a touchdown. So all these guys stepping up in Higgins' absence. D. Hart ran for over 100 yards and had a touchdown, and Trace Gerald's added in a good chunk plus a couple touchdowns. So the offense was did not miss a beat at all, and really put a hurting on a team that has not won a game away from the islands in 17 tries. So Colorado State really benefited from the standpoint of Hawaii is down. Norm Schell's got his hands full with getting that program back. The defense was solid. They were swarming, and particularly early in the game, kind of bailed out the offense. You know, when the offense gave up a safety on a muff snap in the end zone, gave good field position. The defense stepped up and kind of kept control of that game, did not let Hawaii really get back into the game or ever really compete. Also on a muffed punt by D. Hart, you know, the defense stepped up. So the defense was solid pretty much most of the game as well. Got to say, you know, watching on TV, and I didn't help matters because I wasn't there personally, but the crowd itself, a little disappointing, sub 26,000. You know, when you look at the fact that this is now a top 25 team, 9-1 in the country, 8 straight wins, playing for a conference championship possibly, you know, this fan base clearly has a long way to go. And when you look at the fact that earlier this week, a Kansas City radio station is talking, you know, Big 12 conference expansion, and they singled out Cincinnati and none other than Colorado State University as what they said were probably the top two candidates to fill the role. The Big 12's got 10 teams right now, and there's some thought that, you know, and eventually they're going to have to get to 12 teams like all the other Power 5 conferences to have a conference championship game. So they eventually would want a minimum of 12 teams. And, you know, there's thought that there's enough that CSU's got to offer with the coaches they have in place, with the quality of the university, the fact that they could be building an on-campus stadium. But If you don't have a fan base, a passionate fan base that donates, that attends games, that is going to be a black eye, and that could ultimately harm CSU's opportunity to move into a Power 5 conference. So that's got to get better. I think it will as this program continues to ascend. When you look at where this program is aspiring to, with the opportunity to possibly play in a New Year's Day bowl game, you gotta have obviously have to have a couple things fall into place, like we've talked about each of the last several weeks. But you look at just from the standpoint of the college football playoff rankings that came out again Tuesday, still no Colorado State, still no Marshall. Marshall is undefeated. CSU is 9-1. Neither of these two teams have cracked that poll, despite the fact that they're the highest two teams in the non-Power 5 teams in the AP poll and the coaches poll. Yet, in the college football playoff rankings, you've got three teams, LSU, Utah, and Texas A&M, who all have three losses, yet they're in the top 25. And there's another 12 teams that have two losses in the top 25. So it just goes to show you, and it seems that no matter how they try to set up these committees and make everything fair, no matter how diverse group of people you want to put in there, there's always going to be a bias. There's always going to be a bias against teams outside of that Power 5 conference group. In my opinion, it's still going to be hard for CSU to crack that. It's going to be hard for Marshall to lose. They've got such a favorable schedule going, you know, down the stretch here. But even if they do go undefeated, CSU does go undefeated and were to somehow make it to the conference championship game, that would mean Boise lose and win the conference championship game and be 11-1. There would be an argument for sure that an 11-1 CSU team is more deserving than a 12-0 Marshall team. You know, Marshall, if you look at their Sagarin ratings, they are 150th in strength of schedule, and CSU is not great at 96. But you also got to look at intention. CSU, you know, they've got Colorado on their schedule. They went all the way across the country to play Boston College and won. So they've got two teams from the Power 5 conferences as opposed to Marshall, who has none. And even East Carolina, when you look at least they attempted, you know, they've been in the discussion for a long time now. They faded. They lost this week. So they now have three losses and will fall back. But East Carolina, who's been in the discussion, had three out of their first four games against Power 5 conferences. So I think the committee would take into account that a team is at least trying to schedule up a little bit and not just taking the easy way out with a weak schedule. First things first, though, you know, CSU still has to win out. They've got New Mexico at home after a bye week this week. And then they go to Air Force. That is going to be a hornet's nest. Both of those games are going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Boise State to lose a game, in my opinion, too. When you look at what they have, they host San Diego State this week. Then they go to Wyoming, Laramie, which you would hope that they would have a chance to maybe overlook them and dump that game, possibly in the weather, cold weather, something like that. But Wyoming they have not looked good in a lot of games this year, and I have a hard time thinking that they're going to jump up and beat a Boise State. And then the regular season finale for Boise, they host Utah State. Perhaps that's the best opportunity for them to lose. So we will see. It looked like for a while Boise State might go down this past Saturday night. As I said, we were watching the games in the sports book at Aria Hotel and Casino, and we were going bonkers as New Mexico rolled up 42 points in the first half against Boise State there in Albuquerque and dominated 3.5 quarters of that game before fading and losing 60-49. Mix in a little bit of defense, New Mexico, and you could have sprung the upset and made a lot of new fans in Fort Collins and Colorado. You know, you've got New Mexico coming in here next weekend. And what a perfect time for a bye week. You know, it's kind of strange to have two bye weeks. You don't like to have a bye week, especially late in the season with only two games left. But boy, this could not have panned out any better because you've got two option offenses coming up. And what may have looked like a pushover earlier this year, New Mexico, boy, do they look prolific. They run this crazy option offense under Bob Davey. They've got a young quarterback who's really given that offense a spark. They've got playmakers and speed, and they gave all sorts of fits to Boise State. And I think, you know, when you're not used to playing an offense like that, you open yourself up for, you know, big plays and, you know, before you know it, you're unable to make stops. You turn the ball over a couple times and you could face losing a game. And so that game is not going to be a pushover, but you do have 2 weeks to prepare. So that's beautiful. And then you've got Air Force the week after that. Also, they run a little bit different kind of an option scheme, but it is an option scheme all the same. And, you know, the fact that you're going to get to face those in continuous weeks should be a benefit to the Rams. I want to give a – we don't usually talk about volleyball, CSU volleyball, and you know, we just don't have enough time on this program, but you got to give props to this team that they're number 9 in the country. They just beat Air Force on Thursday night for the 43rd straight time. They improved to 25-2, 13-1 in the Mountain West, and 3 of their final 4 games are at home. They've got a game cushion in the standings, and they are very well poised for their 6th straight Mountain West Conference crown. You know, at this point, the question is, can they impress the committee enough to host the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament? Wouldn't that be something? They deserve it. The crowd support up there is fantastic. Tom Hilbert is probably the best coach in CSU history among all sports at Colorado State. And, you know, for them to be able to host would be great, a great reward for that program and the fans. You know, and the way that they bowed out early last year, it'd be nice to see them make a run this year for sure. Basketball, as I said, gets underway tomorrow night, an 8 p.m. tip-off versus Montana at Moby Arena. This should be a fun season. You've got a couple of very good returning starters in Daniel Bejarano and J.J. Avila. And they looked very strong against Fort Lewis. And you wondered, you know, obviously it's an RMAC school, Division II school. But when you've got so many newcomers coming into the fold, it is tough to know how the team's going to look on the court. There's not a lot of continuity. There's not a lot of familiarity. You don't know where players are going to be cutting. Where they're most comfortable shooting, you know, where they make the most baskets. So there's a lot to learn from this team among these players. And it's going to be really exciting to watch these nine new players come together. And it starts tomorrow night against Montana. That game is 8:00 at Moby Arena on Root Sports. And you could watch this game, from the comfort of CB and Potts restaurant, enjoying some food and drinks. They're watching Root Sports at Potts. Potts has been home of the CSU Rams since 1974. They got 5 Front Range locations across from the Flatirons Mall in Broomfield, just west of I-25 on 120th in Westminster, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard off Arapahoe Road in Englewood, and C-470 in Broadway and Highlands Ranch. And of course, the original 1415 West Elizabeth in Fort Collins, home of the Jim McElwain Show every Thursday night. Go to CBM Potts Restaurants. Please keep all of our sponsors in mind as well. We've got 7 great sponsors that make this show possible. Lionsgate Real Estate, Beamer Insurance Agency, Ellis Penn and O'Connor Tax Group, Window World, Rams Bookstore, and Ed Bozar Chevrolet. Each of these sponsors loves the Rams and is a sponsor of this program because they want to support CSU. Please support them back. We'll be back after the break with RamNation.com message board legend Steve Ivey, a.k.a. Swole Cracker. Stay with us. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.